This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu held delegation-level talks with Algerian counterpart Abdelmadjid Tebboune in capital Algiers today. She will address the Algeria-India Economic Forum later in the evening. Early on the second day of her visit to the African nation today, President Murmu laid a wreath at the Makam Ijahid, the Martyrs Memorial, built in the memory of fighters of the Algerian War of Independence. She also visited the National Museum of Mojahid that preserves the memories of Algeria's struggle against French colonialism. The president is on a week-long three-nation tour to Algeria, Mauritania and Malawi. India strongly rejected claims that the Indian High Commissioner in Canada and other diplomats are persons of interest in a matter related to an investigation in that country. In response to diplomatic communication from Canada regarding the matter, the External Affairs Ministry termed this as preposterous imputations and ascribed them to political agenda of the Trudeau government that is centered around vote bank politics. It pointed out that since Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau made certain allegations in September last year, the Canadian government has not shared a shred of evidence with India, despite many requests. New Delhi said this latest step follows interactions that have again witnessed assertions without any fact. The ministry said Sanjay Kumar Verma is India's senior most serving diplomat with a distinguished career spanning 36 years. It said the aspersions cast on him by the Government of Canada are ludicrous and deserve to be treated with contempt. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar inaugurated the e-Migrate V2.0 web portal and mobile app in New Delhi today. The e-Migrate portal has 2.81 lakh registered foreign employers. It promotes safe and legal mobility channels for Indian migrants. Addressing the inaugural event, Dr. Jaishankar asserted that the launch of the portal is a testament to the government's efforts to create safer, more transparent and inclusive mobility for Indians and protecting the rights and dignity of Indian workers in foreign lands. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that the national education policy is aimed at creating globally responsible citizens and vision among students. He was speaking at the India Leadership Summit 2024, organized by the US-India Strategic Partnership Forum in New Delhi today. The minister lauded the fifth year of NEP implementation in the country. He added that the government is inviting universities to open campuses in India. The minister further emphasized that quality education of global standards must be provided to students. Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde has assured that the trial of the murder case of NCP leader Baba Siddiqui will be conducted in a fast-track court. Speaking to reporters in Mumbai, he asserted that no individual found guilty will be spared. In a related development, the Mumbai police today presented the third accused in the case, Praveen Lonkar, before the court. Lonkar was apprehended in Mumbai yesterday. He has been remanded to police custody until the 21st of this month. Praveen Lonkar and his brother Shubham, who is currently absconding, are suspected masterminds behind Siddiqui's murder. The fifth National Water Awards 2023 were announced in New Delhi today. Odisha has bagged the first prize in the category of the best state, followed by Uttar Pradesh in the second position. Gujarat and Puducherry have jointly secured the third position. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the awards in New Delhi on the 22nd of this month. The India Meteorological Department has forecast very heavy rainfall over Kerala, Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh for the next 3 days. Talking to media, senior IMD scientist Soma Sen Roy said that rainfall activity is expected in South Peninsula India due to the onset of northeast monsoon over the region. Tamil Nadu Met Department has forecast unprecedented heavy rain in 4 districts. In view of alert, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin to review the preparedness in the state. A holiday has been declared in education institutions in Chennai, Kanchipuram, Tiruvallur and Chengalpattu for tomorrow. People living in low-lying areas have been asked to move to safer places. U.S.-based economists Darren Ace Moglu, Simon Johnson and James Robinson have won this year's Nobel Prize in Economics for the research in differences in prosperity between nations. The award was announced in Stockholm today. The Nobel Committee of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the three awardees have demonstrated the importance of societal institutions for a country's prosperity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.